Welcome to the It's a Miracle podcast. I'm Amanda Farron, and I'm a walking miracle. I've lived more than 1,000 days beyond what my terminal diagnosis would have predicted, and done so with more life and joy than a doctor's prognosis would have said was possible. I have found hope living out everyday moments and seen that each day is a blessing and every sunset is an unpromised gift. I believe your life is also a miracle, and I'm just here to hold up a mirror to help you see it. We're all miracle stories. So this week we are going on a walk. I don't think I necessarily planned on turning this into a podcast episode when I hit record on my voice memos and began walking around Wash Park. But the more I talked, the more I realized that this is my heart. And so even though there's some random background noise and it was windy at times, I really want to share this episode with you. And I hope that you'll forgive the not amazing audio quality all the way through and know that I'm going to work on getting better at that, because I really think that us going on walks together is a great way to share miracle stories, to open up a conversation, and to inspire you in the midst of everyday moments to see life as a miracle, just like I do. So, let's jump in. I guess you could call this part two, or a continuing conversation and reflection on what I think and how I see us all having the ability to live in purpose and to live a miraculous story, even if our story isn't the one we would choose, or even if we feel like we're in a waiting season or in a silent chapter, how to still find the life and the miracles in the moments when the big picture isn't clear. As I talked to a few people about a recent podcast episode in which I shared how I still felt like I had a purpose to life and a calling to walk out, even though my vocation had changed, I want to be really honest about the fact that I would love, it would be a dream come true if tomorrow I was well enough to teach kids and to jump up and down on a stage week after week and to do that thing that when I would leave a family worship night or a concert or standing on a stage in front of thousands of people and go home and literally not be able to sleep because I just wanted to continue to relive in waking hours what I got to show up and be alive to do. I say that because I talk about finding the miracle in this life that I live now and choosing to celebrate steps, and it's both. I do grieve the life that I had, and I do try to find ways to still make that life possible, even if it has to look different. But why I bring that to the world and my going back and forth and my questions surrounding all of that is for the very reason that people came back to me after I shared about walking in purpose and I shared about my hope, because people said, I wish I could be like that. I wish I had that purpose, or I wish I knew, or if I could just be doing this, or I wish I knew how to make it look like this. And my heart was leaping out of my chest as I would hear these meanderings about in the mind, because I have walked those paths, and I know, and I have not arrived anywhere. The reason that I wrote It's a Miracle Story, my book, and the reason that I talk about the miracle movement and this story is like when we had the idea of the walk, and it really came out of my goal to walk the amount of steps it would take to walk across the country. But when it became, let's make it a bigger thing and let's invite people to participate and let's call it a movement, I think since then we've had to come back and say, well, what is it though that we're doing? Why are we walking? How are we inspiring people? What's the elevator speech? And I think I am not an elevator speech kind of a person. I am not someone that writes well in 140 characters to describe my profile. And I know that there are people that do that well and that encourage, in order to have a clear vision, that that's what is needed. And at the same time, while I can appreciate all of that, I also know that there is a long-standing quote, and I don't know who it is attributed to from its origin, but the idea that it's not about what you say to someone, or it's not about what someone says from a platform, but it's about how you make them feel. I believe that while I love to create word pictures and craft metaphors into these beautiful gifts of language and my words, I know that at the end of the day, the alliterations and the pictures that I have painted mean so little if there isn't the heart behind them that causes you to feel inspired, that leads you to believe that every day is a miracle. And so when I want people to walk and someone says, well, in two sentences, ask me why we're walking for a miracle. What does that mean? I'm left looking at them wanting to tell them a story. I want to tell them the story of the teacher in Canada who was going to start out by having her kids walk 30 minutes a week. And that turned into, they got excited. They wanted to be a part of this bigger miracle story. And so then they began walking 30 minutes every day and calculating how many kilometers that is. And so I had to go back in and figure out how many kilometers was miles and how many miles were steps. But it wasn't about how many kilometers they walked, but it was about how this class was participating in a bigger story. And even more so, I think that the beautiful thing that came out of that, and maybe this is just my former educator, kid teaching loving heart, was the four girls in the class that wanted to create a poster, a trifold poster, to showcase their graph and their chart of how close they were and how many steps and how many kilometers they were getting closer to their class goal as they walked towards a miracle. Now, if I ask that teacher, what is this miracle movement to you? She may be able to tell me what it is and how she's cast the vision to her kids. And I have a feeling that even if it was perfectly elevatory two sentences with vision and a mission and all the things that you need to have in that little contained package, it probably wouldn't be what I had necessarily even envisioned 3 weeks ago, right before we launched this walk, this particular one where we were inviting people. And the video that I made that told the why behind it, of how I've broken 25 bones, and doctors have said I would never walk again. And doctors have also told me that I have a terminal diagnosis and I shouldn't be alive. And even in the last weeks, ER techs have come in and rolled my chart on their little screen and looked at my chart and then looked up at me and been so perplexed how I, this patient sitting before them, much less could be alive, but more so, despite everything that my medical chart says, is smiling, is filled with hope, is laughing at the fact that, yep, I'm here again for some crazy thing that I shouldn't survive, but I will. And all of those are the reasons that this miracle is a movement. And all the reasons that I want to focus a book on the miracle story. Because we all have our chapters that will take us what we feel like is away from our purpose, that may feel like a derailment, but a derailment or a distraction doesn't have to lead to destruction. It can just be an opportunity to realign and still move forward towards purpose. And so as I was talking to my friend earlier this week, and she is navigating through some job choices, and at what it starts out with is this question of, wait, how am I here? I thought that the job that I took was the right one. Did I miss it? Did I miss God? Did I miss my purpose? Did I miss what I was supposed to be doing? Because now I'm having to figure out something else. And what I may need to do in order to support my family doesn't necessarily look like what I would do if you just gave me a blank sheet of paper to write out my dream life. And that's kind of where I'm bringing this back to what I started out talking about at the beginning, was how do we live when we're not given a blank sheet of paper that we can write our dream. I think it is a interesting exercise, and I know that there are life coaches and there are workshops and courses that encourage you to believe that you can create your dream life. But the truth of the matter is, I can only live my today miracle story and call it a miracle story by not living and waiting for the big miracle that would erase the terminal diagnosis from that blank page, that would erase the 25 broken bones, that would even erase the dream of standing and jumping up on stage leading kids again. I have, as I'm describing this right now, I guess what I'm picturing is there would be times when I would create an event or a camp or a concert, and I had this really amazing gift that I just would get to stand up and take one of those huge white sheets of butcher paper, and my boss would say, write the vision, Amanda, because I had all these ideas and it needed to be written down and it needed to have bullet points and action items and all of those things. And you can be a visionary, but until the vision is written down, it is very difficult to execute it. However, what I feel like may feel equally as difficult is when we come in on the scene and our butcher plate paper isn't empty. It already has the diagnosis. It already has the job failure that created a bankruptcy that we have to pull ourselves out of. It already has the child that has special needs, and therefore we feel like we can't do that thing that if we had all the time in the world, we would do. I don't want to cheapen our life experience by erasing those things and saying, just create your dream life. Because it's both. I think that for me, I can live a miraculous story and I can do the things that I believe if I have more days and a little bit more energy on some than others. I can write the words. I can go speak on a stage and I can do podcasts and all those things. And I smile as I say that because what I've learned in these last few years is I can do all of that. I can take a step. I can take a walk. And I can do it even though I have hours and hours of a week hooked up to get blood transfusions and going to different doctors and tackling new physical challenges. I can do that even though I am in a cycle with my disability and with the financial restraints of staying on an insurance plan provided by the state, and yet having the desire to have enough income to survive or to do something. And yet I know that I was talking to someone who is starting this this business where they employ people with special needs and disabilities and things like that. And I almost had this frustration rise up in me because they're beautifully making accommodations for disabilities so that someone that might not be able to thrive in a traditional setting or with traditional hours is able to with accommodations and help. And I sat there listening and thinking, yeah, but that wouldn't work for me because I can be fully functioning and someone could think there's nothing even really that wrong with her. And then the next day, I have a life-threatening medical issue or an infection and I wouldn't be able to work. And so to have a job that is a normal, quote-unquote, everyday person's job has proved impossible. And so what do I do in those moments? When my vision of what I would love to do, or even if my vision was to work at Starbucks, that is not going to be possible for me at this point. So it's up to me to figure out what is possible within what's already written on my page. And so maybe you have to work a full-time job in order to support your family. And that makes it really, really feel like you'll never be able to do this other thing that is what actually lights you up. But I think there's a way to figure out how. And maybe you have kids at home under the age that they can go to school and you're not going to put them in daycare, but you have this leaning to help people and to empower people or to, you know, do something. And it feels like that what you're doing is not enough to light your soul on fire, or all of the cliche words. But I think that these ideas of souls being lit on fire and finding your bliss and all that kind of thing is really flowery words for I made a choice and I'm moving with action. And I think the reason that I love talking about this walk and this miracle movement is because it's action. Walking by nature, by definition, by action, is leading us to something. It is moving us toward something. And I suppose even if you're walking backwards or you're going the wrong direction, you're still moving towards something. You're taking an action. You're taking an active role. And to bring awareness for me to the fact that every active action step that I take is a miracle leads me to live a miraculous life. And so when I choose to take an hour after my transfusions to go for a walk, almost always, I try really hard not to just get back in my car and to drive the hour back to where I live. Instead, I try to put my feet on the floor and move them and celebrate the fact that I can. Because when I'm sitting in that transfusion, most of the time they don't let me take my pole and walk around and just get my steps in. And so when I unhook from there and I can take unencumbered steps, I feel that choice that I'm moving towards my miracle. And in that moment, I don't necessarily know exactly what that is, other than I am moving, and that is a miracle. And by in that moment participating in my miracle, I am writing more in my miraculous story.
I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Podcast Like a Mother. The Podcast Like a Mother podcast creation course is all about teaching you how to make podcasting work for your life. Podcasting should be easy, fun, and created right from your cell phone so that you aren't stuck behind a desk all day. It's time for you to leave your legacy and capture your miracle stories because you are here for a reason, to use your voice and inspire others. Head to the show notes to learn more.
So, to the class in Canada that is walking towards a miracle, to the team hall that is filled with people I know and people I don't know and is killing it. They're walking like hundreds of thousands of steps together a week. And the thing is, they're walking with me towards my miracle. And for right now, this miracle walk is to walk the steps it would take to cross the country and to do it in a time so much shorter than I could, to raise awareness that every step is a miracle. to fundraise, because to live my life is not easy and it has a cost. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone living life, adulting as we all do, that I have expenses, and I have great medical expenses, and I have rent. And like I said before, I don't have a way to work a traditional job, and my disability income checks don't even cover my rent. And so every month that I'm alive and I'm able to figure out how to pay that, whether it's the generosity of someone that just writes me a check for my rent, or the different ways that I have been blessed, I'm so aware that the fact that I am alive could seem like a math problem, and oftentimes I joke that it is. My miracle has become a math problem because the dollars don't add up to the days that I have left on this earth. And yet, as we walk towards this miracle, and people have pledged to be a part of it and to go against each other and compete to see how much they can raise with the steps that they're taking, that's a true gift to me, because it's participating in my miracle story. And my hope is that this miracle story is just the beginning, that we truly can create a movement. If kids in Canada, and I keep going back to this, but it's because it was exactly what I dreamed without even realizing that it was exactly what I dreamed. Because these kids in Canada who are banding together and walking towards a miracle, they're inspiring their teacher, and their teacher is inspiring them, and they are raising money, and they are standing in hope. And I believe that they're gonna have this miracle story to tell. And these girls that created this poster, I bet you they're believing for something. But more than that, I bet there's gonna be a point in their lives, a year or two or three from now, where they can look back, and this isn't gonna have just been a walk to raise money for this one tangible medical expense or this charity event or something like that, but they got to participate in a bigger story and to know that every step that they took mattered. And I hope that's the vision that I can impart. And the way that that makes you feel is so much more than the words that I could put around it. Because I believe we are gonna create a movement, and there's gonna be all of these stories of classrooms and teams of families, like the Hall family. And they didn't list out one miracle that they're walking for. They listed out multiple health, financial, things that they are believing for, things that they are celebrating that they've seen the miracle. And so they can walk with purpose and belief because they know miracles are real. And so every step that they take is an affirmation of what has happened and a step of hope toward what is to come. And if a team of people from all different states and all different parts of the country can unite around that and be Team Hall and be Team Hall walking towards a miracle, and if this classroom in Canada can join together and believe for a miracle, I think that there can be so many more teams and so many more classrooms and so much faith and hope rise up, because we believe for more. More than just being able to take a step. Because yes, for me, every step is a miracle. Every unpromised sunset is a blessing. But I believe for more. I believe that my miracle story, my step after step after step, my healing after healing after healing, that has written this story, that this book, this It's a Miracle Story book that I will release, will inspire people to see the miracle steps and the miracle moments in their life, and to be, by reading, filled with a hope to believe for more, to believe for more steps, more moments in their life. And as we believe, with the evidence that we can read about, or the stories of our own life that we can look back on, we can use that evidence to dream for more. Stories have a beginning. They have climax, and they have the hero's journey. The great stories have the hero's journey. They have the villains. And as I think about mine, sometimes I think that the hardest part of me for crafting my book was, what really is the start? What's the climax? I would love to believe that I'm the hero, although I think that my faith in God is also the hero of the story, but perhaps I'm the heroine on this brave path. And villains have been everything from the illness to the financial struggles and all of those things, and the constant back and forth of what I can and can't overcome. But in the same way that sometimes I feel like we celebrate endings as these shiny packages that we can wrap things up in, I think one thing about my story is, how did I end it? How, if I was going to release this book while I was still alive on this earth, and yet I have not had this miraculous healing, where does it stop? Where does it end? When I wrote my book, I pulled from posts and experiences, note sections from the past few years, and to be quite honest, didn't really write a whole lot of new words or thoughts, because I've written them all as I've walked out this journey. And so it was a point where, having written all of that, how do you end it without the celebration of, I'm healed, the doctor said I'm fine? Or what I truly thought would be is that I had this vision, this idea, and probably the reason that I am a good writer is because I can create and envision these like somewhat totally dark and twisted ideas, but like have them be like these celebratory moments of, someone's going to find my book and it's going to be written, and then they're going to be able to release it to the world, and it's going to be my words as a gift, you know, and an encouragement to all to live until your very last day. And here I am, and I'm still alive. And yet I feel that my story is ready to share, because I think the greatest stories end up getting sequels and part threes written, because you just want to know more. And my miracle story, it may have a sequel. It may have a part three. Who knows how long the story is going to go? But my life, my miracle story life, is one that I want to know more. I want to sign up every day ready. I want to take that next step. I want to take the walk for more. I found a way to close out the final chapter with an encouragement as I reflected that perhaps we can all live beyond our stories. In my encouragement with this It's a Miracle movement of walking and believing and stepping out in faith to believe for a miracle reminds me of that quote by Philip Yancey that talks about how we hope. Hope is believing for a future that we can only live and celebrate as it's rewound. And that's what I want. I want to live a life that is so hopeful and expectant for what I can't see, knowing that it may not make sense now. But when I look back on it, when I rewind the tape of my life, I'll see the miracles. I'll see when I walked it out and got to live that life because of the faith that I had for more. What are you believing for? What is the more of your story? If right now you're walking in on a white butcher paper sheet, and you don't like what has already been written, don't erase. Don't look for the blank sheet. Don't wait. Look for a way to write your life, your passion, your miracles in the margins. Create space in between doctor's appointments or school drop-offs or sleeping kids or a demanding boss to live the moments that remind you of your purpose. Because that is your purpose. It's not in waiting until you can do it every moment of the day, but in doing it and making the most of every moment of your day. You are a miracle. Go live your miracle story. Thank you for joining me for another episode. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your favorite platform and consider leaving a review. It really does help this show get seen and heard by more people. If you want to stay up to date with the Miracle Movement, please follow me on Instagram @Amanda_Farron or join the It's a Miracle Facebook group. All the links will be in the show notes. Keep looking for the miracle moments in your life, and I'll see you next time.